So it's Erev Shabbos Parshas Ki Teitze Lemalchomo Al Oivecho. And I said many times, whatever we learn, Chodesh Elul, should be in the special spirit of Chodesh Elul. Pshutoi Shel Mikro, we're dealing with war. War between peoples, between armies, between warriors. But the Zohar interprets these psukim, this parsha, to the greatest of all battles, and that is Melchemes HaYetzer. Ki seitzer l'malchomo aloivecho duhi yetzer hara. And the Zohar explains, tzrichen l'mefek l'kavalei b'malchomo, and then he has nimsar b'idei Bnei Nasha Kedersiv. In a son of Hashem, Alokecho Biodecho Vishaviso Shivyo. Why do I say this is the greatest of battles? The Chavis of Erekei, a great general, came home from the battlefield. The people came out to applaud. He was surrounded with admiration, enveloped in love and admiration and appreciation. That great general, and he said, you think you war? No, the great war is. Why is that? By the nature of war, he is victorious. And the other is vanquished. Some wars are short and others are long. 6 day war took 6 days, and in a miraculous way, Israel was victorious. The victory of warfare that probably was not a more miraculous victory. The war in Vietnam took 16 or 17 years, but at the end, victor, and there is another army that was vanquished. Melchemes HaYetzer is different. Perek Beis Masechet Tovos, the Mishnah says, Al Tamim Biatzmucho Ad Yoyim Moischo, Yochanan and Gol Shemesh Bekuni Gedoyle Shemayim Shono, Bela Besoif Naset Tzedek. So according to the Zohar, this is the war the Parsha is dealing with. In the history of warfare, different approaches. Some conquerors destroyed the country they conquered, killed, robbed, pillaged, reduced to ashes. That's what the Romans did to Eretz Yisrael, the birth of the Beis Hamikdash, Ad HaYesod. Destroyed the land, exiled its people, killed, pillaged. At the end of the day, the people will turn against you and they will rebel. A wise conqueror tries to win over the hearts and minds of the vanquished, of the population. They should ultimately become part of his country, of his kingdom. There are two different ways in Melchemes HaYetzer. Malchus HaDa'ara Ma'ein, Malchus HaDerekia, Melchemes HaYetzer Ma'ein, Melchemes HaRishus. There's the Yerushalmi in Soita Dav Chof Heyom Medbeis, the Yerushalmi explains that Avraham Avinu and David HaMelech had two different drachim. Avraham Avinu hafochay letoiv shenemar umitzoso es levovoy neemon lefonecho. Avraham Avinu turned his yetzer hara into a yetzer toiv. And that is what Chazal teaches in Brachas. La'avdoi b'chol levavchem The Pasuk doesn't say b'chol libchem, but rather b'chol levavchem, shnei levavchem, yetzer ha-toi v'yetzer ha-ra. With your yetzer ha-ra, and that was the derech of chol levav. Mitzosos levavenem alafonacho. David HaMelech lo yochaloi. David HaMelech couldn't rise to that madrega. V'horadoi li'yetzer ha-ra, shenemar. So David HaMelech conquered his Yetzer. He destroyed him. He suppressed him. Avraham Avinu brought him over. Hafchai letoiv. That is the essence of Torah Sabal Shem Tov. Maybe the most fundamental teaching of Torah Chassidus, of what the Baal Shem Tov was mechadesh. Up to his time, the Balei Emissa preached, demanded to destroy the Yetzer, to overcome, to suppress him. The human nature is not intrinsically evil. The human soul is not bad. And every human inclination, every midah, even the midas that seem to be midas rois, could be transformed, could become a tool in Avodas Hashem. Chassidim Tai say in the name of the great Kotzk Rebbe, Rebbe Mendel HaMekotzk, Ashomayim Shomayim La Hashem, Ve'oretz Nosan Levnei Yodam La'asot Mimeno Shamayim. Kodesh Baruch Hu says, the sky I have sanctified. I've given you the land to sanctify. I've given you the land to transform into the sky. Ashomayim Shomayim LaHashem, says the Kodesh Baruch Hu. The heavens I have sanctified. It is your duty to be Makadesh Es HaOretz. This very same pasuk is found in the introduction of the Ramchal. Those very same words, "Ashomayim Shomayim LaShem, Voras Nosan Eyodim Mimenu Shomayim." Torah of Yankev Yosef was one of the greatest disciples of the Baal Shem Tov. He was the first and foremost spokes of the Hasidic movement. Week's parasha, quoting the Baal Shem Tov. B'melchemes ha-reshut zakosuv medaber, say Chazal, quoted by Rashi, ki seitzel ha-machom ha-levechu b'melchemes ha-reshut. Told us Yaakov Yosef explains to the turf, to the area of reshut. You could fight your Yetzer all your life. So whenever he comes to convince you to do an Aveda, you fight him, but he's going to wear you down. He has more time. He's going to wear you down. You have a better chance. Bring him over. Like Avraham Avinu. Like the Baal Shem Tov teaches us. Based on the posuk, "Bechol drochecho dayeu v'hu yeyasher orchoisecho," the Rambam says, "Whatever you do, in yonei hareshus, not your tzitzis and your tefillin, not your kiddush and your havdalah, not your davening and learning, your eating, your drinking, your business, whatever you do in this world." Could essentially become part of your Avodas Hashem. And that is what Chazal mean when they say, Kol ma'asecho yiyu l'shem shomayim. Kol ma'asecho, whatever you do. And that Rambam explains when a person eats, when he drinks, he should bear in mind, I'm eating and drinking to care for my body, because my body is a vehicle. It's a tool. It is an instrument for avodas Hashem. So when you look after your health and you want to be healthy to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to perform His mitzvahs, to serve the people of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then your eating and drinking are transformed and they become an integral part of your avodas Hashem. So when you're sitting in your office and you're doing business deals, but your fundamental intention is to do masim tovim, from the money you make, you will provide, you will help, you will give tzedakah, then your business becomes part of your avodas Hashem. And that Amram writes, Oyveides Hashem Tomid, Bemacholoi Bishtiyosoi, Shoichev Almitosoi. Whatever you do becomes part of your Avoides Hashem. Which Hashem, the Ores Nasan, Livnei Yodam. It is the land that we turn into a heaven. Ki seitzel malchama alav Hashem Elokecho biyodecho. It will become yours. Tzehara will be transformed into another Yetzer Tov. V'shaviso shivyo. So it's Chodesh Elul. We day to come closer to our Kadosh Baruch Hu, to focus on what is more important than anything else. We're just here to get. We enjoy Chayei Shah, but it is Chayei Olam. So let's take advantage of Chodesh Elul. Let's try to fight our Yetzer in the most of power to bring him in. Benimtzo ha'hoylech b'derech hazeh, oyved es Hashem tomi. Have a beautiful Shabbos and a good Gibbon Shtior, and we should share the service.